This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakra Baden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakra Baden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome. Kakra continues his teaching on the subject Before the Cross. Last week, he shared on the subtitle, Why Jesus Asked Peter to Buy a Sword. Let's join in today as he continues.
God said to Jeremiah in Jeremiah 1:18, Behold, I have made you this day a defensed city. Meanwhile, the guy is a small boy, only 16 years old, but God is defending him. An iron pillar, brass walls against the people of the land, the kings, the princes, the priests. God said, they shall fight against you, but they shall not prevail, for I am with you. So Paul said, when you follow God's plan, it carries what? Security. You are doing a business. You are afraid somebody will destroy the business. If it is God who sent you, nobody can stop it. Number three, Paul said, when you follow God's plan, you will enjoy divine provision. He said, he that spared not his own son, in Romans 8:32, but gave him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Divine provision. There's a story in the Bible that I find interesting. It talks about when King Saul was anointed. The prophet Samuel told him, he said, when you leave this place and you are going, you will see three men carrying three kids. Then he said, then when you go, you will see another set of two men. They will be carrying bread and wine. And he said to him, they will give you the bread, but they will keep the wine, and then they will be going. They said, when you are going again, you will meet a man, and the man will tell you that the asses have been found. Then he said, then as you are going, you will meet a company of prophets. He said, and when you meet those prophets, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, then you shall begin to prophesy against them. All I was trying to tell him was that because God has called you, God will provide for you. If the prophet had not told him all these things, he would have assumed that the asses were found by accident. He would have assumed that the bread, he just got it because he was a lucky man. He would have assumed that the anointing that came upon him, he became anointed because some people had mercy on him and shared the anointing with him. But it wasn't so. God just wanted him to know that because I sent you and because you are following my plan, I will provide for you. When Jesus sent his disciples in Mark chapter 10, he said to them, you are following God's plan. So because of that, everything has been provided. He said, don't take a purse. Don't take a scrape. Don't even take a walking stick. He said, God has thought about every detail. Even a walking stick, he will give you one to use. He said to them, don't take anything because you are at the center of the will and the plan of God. And once you are following the plan of God, Jesus told them, the grace of God will follow you. And he asked them a question during the Last Supper. He said, when I sent you without purse, without scrape, without shoes, lacked you anything? And he said, no, we didn't lack anything because you sent us. We didn't go by ourselves. It's not an idea we had. You sent us. Then Jesus said to them, now the rules have changed. The person who has a wallet, let him go home and take it. In the whole Bible, Jesus never used money because he didn't need money. Everything was by faith and signs and wonders. If Alvaro is shot in a wedding, he will pray and the Alvaro will just be manufactured under the wedding. If bread is not enough, he will pray And then the bread will just multiply. One day he entered into a boat in John chapter 6 verse 21. The whole boat with 12 disciples disappeared and appeared on the other side of the lake. I'm believing God one day I won't buy a ticket. Whoom! I'll be in New York. There's already no ticket. So if you have power like this, you will not even buy a plane ticket. You will not queue for a visa.
Me, I've gone to American embassy. They advance me.
Listen, just disappear one of these days. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. Just disappear. But at this point, when they were eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter and all the disciples, he said, you guys, you're going to backslide. He said, you're going to betray me. You are going to backslide. He said, Satan has desired to have you. He said, when we rise from here, you will become the property of Satan for some time. He said, he's going to have you as his property. He said, you will move from under the ownership of God. And for a brief time, Satan will have you. Jesus said, you are going to slip out of my hands. Slip out of the will of God. And because you are going to slip out of the will of God and the plan of God, you know what's going to happen? The grace of God is going to disappear. And when the grace of God disappears, now you will have to take care of yourselves, yourself. He said, a man who steps outside the will of God loses the grace of God. So he said, the money that God used to provide, because you are living his will, the banks of heaven are closed. Now you have to rely on your single spine salary. Everybody, go and get your wallet. Come and put your hands together for, he said, everybody, go and get your wallet. He said, the grace is gone. He said, when I sent you, did you lack anything? He said, nothing. He said, but now I'm not going to send you. The devil is now going to send you. So because of that, you are going to lack. So everybody, go and get your purse. Everybody, go and get your bag. Each man for himself. God for us all. When you slip out of the will of God, the grace of God lives. Either by disobeying his word, or by disobeying a leading of the Spirit of God. When you do that, the grace of God suddenly lives. And now you have to use your own human strength and effort. So Jesus said, now I'm not going to protect you again. Every man is responsible for himself. Everyone go and buy a sword. He said the Holy Ghost used to protect you. But now, Peter, I'm asking you to buy a sword because Satan has desired to have you for some time. The grace of God is gone. But let me tell you something. Do you know something that I find interesting? When Jesus told Peter that you're going to betray me, he was arguing with him. And Jesus was thinking, he said, I'll prove to this guy that he's going to betray me. Not knowing, as they were sitting with Jesus, you see, Jesus began to talk about the fact that he's going to die. There was upheaval. Everything was going wrong. So Judas realized that, Charlie, let me secure myself. So he moved first. He just went to collect his money. 30 pieces of silver, there he was there. The way things were going, they realized that this guy, when Peter even told him that he will not die, he said, get thee behind me, Satan. They said, hey, this guy there, if you go and say something, he gets annoyed with you. So as time was going, they realized that now the whole thing was coming to an end. So what I find interesting is that whilst they were sitting there, not knowing the people under their cloth, swords, plenty, they are armed to the teeth. So I'm sure that Jesus saw one of the swords sticking from somebody's trousers, and he realized that the people are carrying swords. And he is not a man who uses swords. He uses the power of God. But everybody, not knowing as they were eating, everybody has bought a brand new sword. It's hidden under his cloth. He's sitting there, oh, Jesus, we love you. But everybody is hiding something. But you know, Jesus tricked them. He said, go and buy a sword. And I find it interesting. Immediately, Peter collected two. He said, here are two swords. So I asked myself, how many did he have? Maybe about five. Jesus already knew that the swords were hidden in their clothes. He knew it. When you step outside the will of God, you will have to buy your own sword. Come on, put your hands together for Jesus. You buy your own sword. Before Jesus died, all his disciples had left the will of God. They betrayed him. But it comes at a price. You lose the provision of God. You have to buy a sword to protect yourself. You will have to get your own purse to feed yourself. You have to provide your own bag to live through this world. I want to say to all those who are carrying swords, the time has come to surrender your will and your plans fully to Jesus. And when you do that, you don't need to own a sword. Why Jesus asked Peter to buy a sword? Throughout the Bible, God has never bought anything in the Bible before. He always uses what you have. But for the first time, God asked somebody to buy a sword. They have lost the grace of God. You want to lift up your two hands and pray to God. Maybe there is something that you are doing that has taken you outside the grace of God. Today you want to pray. When we move outside the word of God, outside the leading of the Spirit, immediately we are exposed. Anything can attack us. Immediately we'll begin to lack because the grace of God has lifted. So today you want to remember what Jesus did for you on the cross. And if there is something you have to surrender to him, please do it so that you and I can live under the grace of God.
Thanks for joining us. Tune in same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message.
You are here and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. You want to give your life to him. You know you are far from God or you are backslider. And you want to give your life to Jesus. Pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Wash me with your blood. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my heart. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
Blessed be the fruit of the womb. They said, dear pastor, you came to Gosu for an air power program and you called for those believing God for the fruit of the womb. I came forward and you prayed for me and you said to me, in a year's time, I will have a baby. By the grace of God, pastor, I became pregnant the next month and now I'm about to give birth next month. I give God the glory. Why don't you put your hands together for Jesus? This is wonderful.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakabading on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakabading AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakabading. It's that simple. Kakabading AirPower app. On the go with a word.
Values have to be chosen intentionally because there are people around who will try to change your values.
Who you are is a reflection of your values. Your values are developed consciously or unconsciously. Success is conscious, and Christian values have to be developed consciously. This message will inspire you to develop the right values for a successful Christian life. You can order this message series through the following means. Place your order on Facebook by posting Order Values at the comment section or message window. Send an email to info@kakabaden.org or call us on WhatsApp or send a WhatsApp message to +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. You can place a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. That's +233 20 7575 215.
Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakrabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 20 7575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this broadcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.